Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Kia
and Nika,
and you're listening to
the Ghetto Podcast.
So we are back.
Y'all missed us.
Hiatus is over.
Yes,
I'm still not aligned with myself, but.
Yeah, it's all a work in progress.
So, I think we should kind of give them a little update on our life this episode, given that we've been gone so long.
It's been about a month, almost. Oh, shoot. It probably has been
more
like...
more than a month.
Yeah, we ain't leave that long.
Yes, we did. Okay. We've been gone. We've been living. MIA on Instagram, Twitter, all that, so...
yeah, because we've been adulting.
Yeah, we've been very much adulting.
And for those of you who are adulting, know that it's not always fun, but
it's not always sweet. Some
positive interactions, if that's what you call them.
Have I had any positive interactions?
Yes, I'm always there. What do you mean you don't have any
positive interactions? Girl, you're right.
So any updates? You want to give to the fans? I don't know any updates. I'm trying to think.
I don't really have any updates.
We've just been trying to figure.
Oh, I had a birthday.
Oh yeah, she did have a birthday.
I'm 20 something now, y'all.
Ooh, she's 25. Fine.
Okay.
Like some wine.
No, you're saying fine. They're gonna think I'm 29 and I ain't that.
Ooh, I thought it was 25.
25, 25.
She's 20 something. Okay,
29.
Forever, because you know when people turn 25, they say they're 25 for forever. So,
no, I'm forever 21.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Anyways, guys, this episode.
Yeah. So, go ahead, sis.
We're continuing our self-care series. Mm-hmm. And last time we talked about the mind. I think we talked more about ways to relax.
Yeah.
And to mentally declutter. Mm-hmm. This episode, we're going to be talking about the body, and I think it's going to get a lot more physical, just because, not that kind of physical, but just a lot more physical, a lot more about accepting your body, a lot more about just doing things to make you feel physically better or comfortable, in a sense. So... where should we start off? So should we go back and do the whole, what's the definition of self-care? Because they probably forgot by now.
Well, y'all can listen to the next episode before you get to this one. If you haven't, we'll just pause and we'll wait for you to catch up. We won't go too far. But...
everybody pausing.
No, okay. Well, if y'all don't want to pause and y'all want to listen, yes, you can tell them what self-care is.
You can tell them what self-care. You're the definition person.
What? Self-care. It's subjective. I think that's what we came away with the last time.
Right.
Because it differs for everybody. My self-care might be that I'm just going to chill out and binge watch Netflix all day. And your self-care could be...
working on my goals and making sure that I'm aligned with my life. Like,
yeah. So literally. It's subjective to everybody. But it's also... the ultimate goal of self-care is actually what it says, is taking care of yourself. And that's why we decided to do this series. Taking care of your mind, your body, and your soul, essentially. So, we touched on how we kind of give self-care, or ways that we could provide self-care for our minds. Mm-hmm. In this episode, we wanted to talk about how we do that for our body. And, Kia, you were mentioning, you know, overall, just things that would make your body, you accepting your body for what it may be, where it is right now, and where it is that you want to take it. Mm-hmm. So, I guess you might have some.
I really don't. You looked at this paper like I had things here, but I really don't. All right. So, I do, but I don't because I didn't read it. But I wanted to talk about, I just wanted to wing it. I want to talk about accepting the body and acknowledging what we put into it. Not just talking about food now. Just everything. First, with acceptance, I feel like anybody who's having an issue with their image or their the way they physically feel is stressing them out, you have to start with acceptance. Accepting your body for what it is. Mm-hmm. And accepting yourself for who you are, essentially. Like, you have to understand that change doesn't happen overnight. And I feel like a lot of us, I'm speaking more in the physical sense now. Mm-hmm. For a lot of us who want, who have like a weight loss goal or something we want to achieve for our body, it may not even be losing weight. It might be just getting in shape. Mm-hmm. You may just feel out of shape. I think we expect it to happen overnight because we have this thing called social media. Mm-hmm. Where we've seen these before and after pictures, but forgetting that just because they're sitting right next to each other and it seems instant, mm-hmm. doesn't mean this person gonna work 8, 9, 10 months to a year to get where they are.
Right.
And sometimes we look at a picture and forget to read the caption.
Yeah.
And that's typically what we tend to do with our body. We look at a picture and say, okay, that's what I want, but forget to do the work.
Yeah. I think a lot of times too, I've heard people say, like, you know, at some point, like a lot of people, like I know for me, I'll look at pictures and I'm like, dang, remember when I used to look like this? Mm-hmm. And I want to get there. And I have to remind myself, like, it took a while for you to get from what that picture was to where you are now. You know what I'm saying? It didn't happen overnight that I was the size, whatever I was back then, I don't even remember, to where I am right now. And to think like, oh yeah, I want it instantly. Mm-hmm. And I always use the word instant gratification because that's kind of like what society puts out. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't know it already, but instantly that's what comes to mind. Like, right. Oh yeah, that's what I want. Well, I want it now.
Like, how often have you went to the gym? And this is not talking to you, but just generally, uh-huh. like a question I'm asking you guys. Like, how often have you went to the gym and said, okay, I'm going to work out. I went to the gym. And literally the next day you looked in the mirror and expected something to look different.
Yeah.
It's like, even though we know it's not physically possible for us to go do one workout mm-hmm. and look different, we will still look at that mirror and be like, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Right here. Yeah. And because you feel that little tightness in your muscles, you think it's like you just get that little glimpse of hope. Like,
okay. Yeah. I had to learn, I think, this time around to be in the moment mm-hmm. and not necessarily at the end because I don't necessarily know what it looks like. And I think a lot of times it's you have a goal in mind of what it's supposed to look like, mm-hmm. but you don't know because you've never been there.
Right, right.
So how do you, because necessarily your body 10 years ago is probably not what you're going to achieve the next year from now.
Exactly, no. It's going to look completely different. It's going to probably be better, girl.
Yeah, right? Right? So you don't know. So I'm learning. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's always a learning process. And that's why I always say people who find themselves, or I always think that people who find themselves that they're stagnant is because they're not open to learning new things or mm-hmm. learning about themselves. It's not even right. just about just the outward, but just within yourself. Like, hey, these are kind of the unhealthy habits I had or the unhealthy thinking patterns mm-hmm. I had. Let me reframe my thoughts so that this outcome can be something different.
I like that you said reframing, and I like what you said before about being in the moment. So I want to speak on being in the moment first. I think that our issue is that we're not in the moment enough. Mm. We're so ready for those results that that's constantly what we're thinking about instead yeah. of what we're doing, the changes we're making, the steps we're taking, the progress that we do have. Mm-hmm. We're so worried about that end result, and that's 9 times out of 10 our downfall mm-hmm. because we don't, when we say, okay, on 30 days from now, I want to lose 15 pounds. And because you lost 14, you're discouraged.
Right.
It's crazy. And we do that to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And because that 15 pounds didn't look like what you thought it looked like, mm-hmm. you also become discouraged.
Absolutely.
So I want to say, like, when you are on a journey to change your body for you, make sure that you're in those moments. Don't worry about the pounds. Don't worry about what you look like outwardly yet. Like, really just dive into the jits of it. Like, mm-hmm. really understand what working out does for your body. Understand right. what eating cleaner does for your body. Understand what moderation does for your body mm-hmm. versus what it's going to do for your body later.
Right.
So, on outside of that, reframing. Mm-hmm. We don't reframe.
No.
We don't. We still think that we can go eat a Big Mac and go to the gym and that's like cancels out the calories. No, like that literally just makes you fat again. So
I'm not laughing at, you know, the I guess a metaphor that you use, but mm-hmm. that's
true.
Something that happens.
Yes. Like, how often, guys, and be real with yourself, have you worked out and you ate? Okay, you had the idea to say, okay, I'm going to eat this XYZ. Not saying that you need to limit your... I'm not a limit person. I just had to pause. I'm not a person that limits what I eat. If I want to eat a cookie, I'm going to eat a cookie. But everything in moderation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like that's where we go wrong first, especially with reframing. We don't understand that we don't need to cut out cookies. We don't need to cut out ice cream. We just need to stop eating it every day. Eat it on Sunday. Yeah. One on Sunday. Pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, you know, make a choice. Add something different into your diet daily. Don't try to eat the same routine thing because that's just going to make your brain go crazy.
Yeah. Your brain will go crazy and be like, bitch, what the fuck you got going on?
Like, I want a cookie.
And then you succumb to that because your body's like, okay, in total shock.
Right. And then you what? You binge.
Yeah.
You binge. Instead of eating that one cookie and satisfying that craving, you're going to eat the whole pack.
Yeah. And I think also, I don't even know, side note, I think we were talking about the fact that I don't feel hungry. But someone mentioned to me, it wasn't you that asked me, are you drinking a lot of water? Water is most of the times what your body needs.
Yes. And you know, and that's not necessarily true.
Food.
And it's something I was listening to, watching, hearing. Somebody said it to me. Who knows where the hell it came from? But they said that 9 times out of 10, when you think you're quote unquote hungry, you just need to drink some water. Yeah. Like literally your body is just thirsty.
Your body's what, 90%? What is it? 75? Don't quote me.
No, the world is 75%. Girl, no, we're not going to do this. I'm we're not scientists.
And I don't know math.
Listen, we learned that in elementary school. We ain't trying to wait but seriously, we do forget to be in the moment, and we do forget to reframe.
Absolutely.
We really do.
It's hard to do it though, but that's why you practice. You know, and we're not here to say that, oh, we have the answers, because I can speak personally for myself. I'm doing this yet again, and I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but I'm going to challenge myself to say this will be the last time that I say I'm going to do it again. But it happens because we're human, you know?
So let's talk about something a bit more positive. Let's talk about, well, not that that wasn't positive, but let's talk about how we can build confidence while on that type of journey.
Oh, can you speak on this one?
You know what? I really don't know, but I'm just going to speak from experience. I did, like, lose 30 pounds before, personal journey, just did it by myself. But I feel like the confidence builder for me was being able to buy new clothes and seeing that it didn't look different. Because, you know, when you're losing weight, and this is what defeats us too sometimes, you feel like nothing changed.
Yeah.
You feel like nothing changed. And then someone be like, bro, like, yeah. And then you look at yourself and take a picture. Have someone take a picture of you in an outfit you never wore that you just bought. And you're going to be amazed. So I think that's a confidence builder right there. Just looking at yourself from someone else's perspective.
Oh, my goodness. What? Okay, so y'all, if y'all know me, y'all don't know me because I don't really talk like that. I was reading my horoscope.
Oh, my God. I am sick of her. This is our daily problem.
But my horoscope be on point. And every time I tell her, she go,
look. Read mine.
See? But no, it was pretty much saying that, you know, I'm an Aries, okay? And it was pretty much saying that, you know, sometimes we don't credit ourselves because we don't see ourselves how other people see us. So when someone gives you a compliment, take the compliment because it's coming from their perspective. If only you could see what they see from their point of view, from their eyes, then you'd understand. And I'm like, damn, for real? Tell me I'm beautiful. Thank you. But yeah, like, sometimes we aren't able to see what others see because we're so, like, caught up in our own shit, right. Our own mess.
We're so focused on reaching that whatever goal we set. And you know what? I don't want to say it because I feel like it's like, what do you mean don't set a goal? But don't set a goal. Don't set a weight loss goal. If your goal is to lose weight, don't make that your goal. Make your goal to feel better, eat healthier, feel healthier, be healthier.
I think that's why the fitness community or health community, health and wellness community basically kind of shifted from a weight loss to like a healthy journey to kind of take that away because everybody's so worried about the scale. You hear it so much like, don't worry about the scale because someone said to me, you weigh what? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, where? I'm like, right here. And they're like, no, that's like, you look fine. I'm like, shit, okay, that's not what the scale
said. Low-key, black people hold weight different, period. Just saying it. no, dead ass. You can look at a 200 and something pound person of a different race than black, mm-hmm. and they look completely different than a black person who could be the same weight. Yeah, completely. They will look 200 and something pounds. Like, you're like, damn. Yeah. And they might be a little bit over that. No, but seriously, it does completely look different. We hold our weight differently. We have thighs and
it's the curves. We're voluptuous. And the curvature of it's mm-hmm. just different. But I've learned to, I put my scale up. I don't even know. I asked her when I'm supposed to go look at my Sundays. Scale. Because I had put it up for like a good 3 months. I told you the other day, I said, the last time I went on it, I don't really remember what it says. I remember what it says, but mm-hmm. then when I went on it again, it was something different, but not to get caught up in that, because I'm like, it's not moving, but I know my body feels important. Better. I can go up my stairs without feeling winded.
Oh, child.
Like, not your stairs, because her stairs be fucking killing people. But, like, those things that you set a goal for that. Like, I right. feel healthier. Right. I don't have a craving for shit that I know my body is going to reject right. anyways.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
things that's going to leave you bloated for the rest of the year. Ooh, not even day, the year. You ever ate something and you just thought about it for that whole month? Like, why the hell did I ever even choose to eat that? Like, ugh. Like, I did that. Not recently, but I've done that before.
Yeah, but...
But yeah, like you said, it has taken a shift from weight loss into mm-hmm. being just more outwardly healthy.
Yeah.
And I think that's completely true, especially with all this vegan stuff coming mm-hmm. in now. A lot of people are trying to include more plant-based stuff into their diet. I think it's promoted more. I think there's more options out there now to be more plant-based and mm-hmm. just healthier. There's more healthier options, even on these fast food menus. If you said if your only option was to stop at McDonald's, you still have the choice to eat a salad or to eat something grilled or some crap. Like, it's some other option other than a Big Mac with 1,000 calories.
Right. Lord, listen. I'm not a calorie counter anymore, but when I used to go, like, now I look at labels and I'm like, oh no, honey. My poor body does not need this stress.
I'm a calorie counter. I don't care about how much sugar is in something. I don't care how much sodium is in something. I don't care about how much anything else. I care about the calories, because the calories is what I need to worry about losing. Like, basically, you want to be in a calorie deficit.
Right.
So, that's what I worry about. I don't care. As long as it's, okay, this fits into my calorie intake for the day, I can have it. And I feel like you have to... That's another thing we do. We tend to consider everything. When we say we're going to lose weight, oh, this has too much sodium. Oh, this has too much sugar. Oh, this got too much carbs. Bruh, I ain't worried about none of that. And I literally lost weight without worrying about how much carbs was in anything. Mm-hmm. I ate it if I wanted to eat it. And it was in my calorie window.
Yeah, I think sometimes we make it complicated. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not rocket science.
It's really not. We make it rocket science. Mm-hmm. We make it X squared times B squared times 3 - 2 = 4. And that's not even true. Like, what?
I mean, technically, I'm just kidding.
But seriously, we really do that to ourselves. And I feel like just start by starting.
Yeah. That way you can eliminate the stress on your body, like physical. Because it does eventually, that having to worry about, oh my God, am I counting this? Is this right? Or did it set the other? Mm-hmm. And listen, for some people, it works.
Right.
For some people, like... I have a cousin. I love him to death. But when I say this man weigh everything he eats.
Oh, he does macros.
But he beasting. But it works for him. Yeah. That worked me. Nah, I'm good.
No, it's
I told y'all I don't do math.
I
ain't
gonna lie, I did that before. But that shit was annoying. I did it when I was doing keto. And keto worked for me. Mm. It's a lot of things that worked for me. I just didn't stick with it.
Yeah, a lot of things work. But exactly, that's it. Are you going to see it through to fruition? Right. Are you going to be able to maintain what it takes to get there?
Right.
And that's why I'm just like... I'm a lazy person to, like, not that I don't care about what my body looks like or, you know, how my body feels necessarily, but it shouldn't be too hard. Mm-hmm. And if I feel like I complicate it, I like things to be plain and simple. And if I can't see A, B, and C, and it's like all them other, you know, when you do the paragraph, nah, I'm good. So.
Right. Mm-mm. Literally, the only thing that works for me is the thing I'm going to continue to do. And that's, a calorie deficit. That means I ain't gotta worry about nothing else. If I know I'm gonna go out to a dinner and I'm gonna have a steak, I'm going to eat light during the day and have my nice meal. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I'm still going to be in my calorie deficit because I worked out that day and I did what I had to do.
Right.
So if you find something that's just simple and it still lets you live your life stress-free, free, mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah. Do it. That's the tip of the day.
Okay, anything else you want to touch on in regards to the body? This is a few things.
Did we talk about...
We didn't talk about the mental aspect of the body. Do you want to get into that, though? Fuck, I do enough of that every day.
You were talking, we originally started talking about how to have confidence still while you're working towards that and how it can be stressful. God,
really went
and
left.
That's, yeah. But that's why I wanted you to talk about it because I feel like I always go to her, like, okay, she my best friend before she was y'all friends before. Okay. So I usually go to you because I'm like, I get really like my body.
And she look good. I don't care what Nika says. She's my best friend.
That's why
good.
She's saying that.
I'll be like, okay, bitch, let me get on your level.
No. Y'all don't count. The people who are closest to you is going to tell you. Okay, no, she might tell. She's going to tell me. But I feel like you're the people closest to you, I feel like although they are sincere, I feel like I don't register it as you being... I'm not seeing it from your point of view.
Right, right, right.
The same thing I was mentioning, like, we don't have the same eyes. So how you see, what lens you see me through, I don't see that. So I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, dang, okay, I need to work on this and this isn't working, blah, 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 this, that, the other. And that makes me, I'll be quite frankly honest, it makes me very self-conscious. So I don't want to go out and buy a new pair of clothes because I know I'm going to struggle because this ain't going to fit or...
And you tell yourself that a lot. I'm like, girl...
Yeah, and listen, y'all, it also has to do a lot with the fact that I am lazy. So
you have
if it
to be accepting of your body.
I'm accepting now, bitch, because I can't do nothing. That's why I go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. But I'm just saying, like, I'm getting there. But it takes a while. Like, and even though I know, you know what it is that you're supposed to do, it's easy. I always say it's easier said than done, and it's always something that you have to be working towards. I'm working towards it, but that's why I want to talk about it. But you are absolutely right. You have to love and appreciate your body, where it is right now, what it can do for you, what it is doing for you. Because one thing I can say, it was able to get me up this morning at 5 o'clock for me to go to the gym. Exactly. It was able to carry me throughout the day. It's whatever time it is right now, and I'm still awake. So I have to appreciate that. Your body might not look necessarily in the physical how you want it to, but it's still capable of doing what's necessary, what's needed. So that's how I've kind of framed my mind to think about, like, still having confidence that, okay, this body that I have, thank you.
Right.
You know?
I agree. We need to understand that we're capable of reaching whatever goal that we have. At the same time, when we're not there, and when we don't meet something or we don't reach our goal when we expected to reach it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm choking a little bit. Don't beat yourself up about it. And I think sometimes... when we want something so bad and we know we did something wrong, like say you overindulged, we will beat the shit out of ourselves. When I say we'll grab a belt, a wire hanger, and everything else and just
dang, okay, you really get old. Damn, wire hanger shit.
Girl, I'm thinking of that movie. What song? What movie is it? My brother used to always say it. I don't want to say it because I'm so retarded. Okay. But he used to love saying this part of a movie. I think it was Girl in the Attic. No. The it was a white lady. She took the kanger out of the closet. She was like, a wire hanger.
The Tyler Perry movie.
No. What they do on the stage when they like readapt something else. He took it from an actual movie back in the day, 19, whatever.
It was a
movie about a little girl. Girl, we going off topic. I'll tell you after the show.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. But if somebody knows what I'm talking about, please tell us what movie I'm talking about. But yeah, if we have to... Fuck, what's I'm talking about? We have to not beat ourselves up about it. Like, we really do go in on ourselves. And you know what? That makes it worse because we'd be like, fuck it, since I already did this, I might as well just eat this whole bag of marshmallows. That's it.
I have marshmallows
in front of me, guys. But yeah, we literally just say... those things to ourselves.
Yeah, but that's where that reframing comes from and that, you know, challenging that negative thought because that's all it is. It's a thinking error. You're overgeneralizing something so minute, something so small as if like 10 years ago you didn't overindulge and you were able to stop yourself and pick up and start over again. And that's why I say it's a journey. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have bumps in the roads. A journey is never going to be straight line. If you ever look at analysts and how they look at a certain trend over a couple of years, or, you know, forever, how long they're tracking something, it's mm-hmm. never a linear line.
Right.
You have dips. Ooh, peaks. And
there's always situations that are outliers.
Right.
That don't fit into the analysis of the situation that you have to consider. Mm-hmm. There will be changes. There will be times where you slip up and you get right back on track. There will be times where you fill your goal and you're up there, and then you may drag yourself a little bit down. Mm-hmm. It happens. That's just life. Is every day that we experience the same?
No.
Okay, then. Then we know that so this boring. Journey is not going to be the same.
Nope. And everybody's journey is never going to be the same, because we're all different, you know?
And what my 30-60-pound weight loss looked like is not mm-hmm. going to be your 30-60-pound weight loss. Absolutely not. Understand it as well. Just because you and Maya weigh the same amount of weight and she lost this amount of pounds doesn't mean that that's what it's going to look like on you. So Understand your goal for yourself.
Right. And that in itself takes time. So mm-hmm. give yourself time. Be patient with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, you owe it to your body to not stress it out. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Okay. Yeah. I think we really did that one. I think that's it.
Okay. What do you think?
she looks so lost right now. Like, but seriously, I think we should leave it there, because that kind of closed it out really well.
Yeah.
It's your journey. Own it. Make it about you. Reframe. Be in the moment. What else? Accept.
Yeah, acceptance yourself. Is the first place. Yeah. Love you for you. You know what? Somebody even said, how can you expect somebody to love you if you don't love yourself? Like, find that for yourself. Love the body that you are in, because it's the only one you got.
Amen. It's something that J. Cole said, but I wanted to say, but I don't know the lyrics properly, so I ain't gonna say it. So this has been another episode. Thank you guys for listening.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.